Cranberries here at 90.9 FM WONY, Oneonta's college radio station. And I don't know, just something about that woman's voice and chanting. Unfortunately, she passed away and the group decided to disband out of respect for her. So, well, anyway, Johnny G with you. This is the Rewind Cafe. And you know, before I left the house tonight, well, this afternoon, actually, my wife said, what's your playlist going to look like today? I said, well, my playlist is going to be a reflection of me. And she said, oh, Old and Slow? I'm like, oh, man, nice, Old and Slow. This is one of my favorites. It's old, but it's not slow. Norman Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky, 90.9 FM. Morrison, 90.9 FM, WONY, and Jackie Wilson said. Before that, Katrina and the Waves doing a little Walking on Sunshine on a snowy Tuesday afternoon. And that song always reminds me of a time I was in the grocery store. When I go shopping, I like to engage with cashiers. Because, you know, I think they have one of the toughest jobs. So I happened to notice a young lady's name tag, and it said Katrina. So I said to her, "Hey, how are the Waves?" She looked at me, she rolled her eyes, and she said, "My parents named me after her." I said, "Oh, well, it could have been worse." So, well, tomorrow is going to mark the seventh anniversary that Lindsey Buckingham was fired from Fleetwood Mac. Taking his place was Crowded House's Neil Finn, and from Tom Petty's Heartbreakers was Mike Campbell. According to Lindsey Buckingham, he was told by Fleetwood Mac manager that Stevie Nicks never wanted to be on a stage with him again. So, but recently that Lindsey Buckingham did join up with Mick Fleetwood. They're working on an album together. And Lindsey does have a solo album coming out later on this year.
I know there's nothing
90.9 FM with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Chasing the
Stacy and the Sunshine Band here on 90.9 FM and keep it coming, love. This is the Rewind Cafe with Johnny G until 2 o'clock this afternoon. And let's see what happened. It was this day. Oh, okay. It was back on this day, 1994, that Kurt Cobain, who was the front man for Nirvana, his body was discovered by an electrician at his home several days after he apparently had taken his own life. 27 years old, he had suffered a drug overdose while on tour in support of the band's third album. And obviously when the news broke, the European run tour was cut short and the group all came home.
In the sun, Mary.
to, I still haven't found what I'm looking for on the Rewind Cafe. And, you know, it's one regret I have as I get older is why didn't I ever go see them in concert? I mean, I had the opportunity, and I don't even know if they're still touring. And another group that I wish I had gone to see, and they came to Long Island, I don't know how many times, never took the opportunity. And back then, tickets were a lot more affordable than they are now. Why didn't I ever go see Queen?
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world, I'm turning inside out. Yeah. I'm floating around in ecstasy. So don't stop. Me now. Don't stop me, 'cause I'm having
That's Rolling Stones here at 90.9 FM, WONY, 19th Nervous Breakdown. I am Johnny G, along with you on the Rewind Cafe. Lucas is up next. What do you got in store for us, Lucas? Anything good? House music. Okay, Lucas, take a look at me. I'm older. What does that mean? Mic three. Okay. Go ahead.
So house music is one of my favorite things, really, to just like kind of like listen to. It's very unique in its own sense. It's got that, it's always going to carry that beat through the whole song, and it kind of just makes you want to get up and dance almost.
So I have to ask you then, when you're all alone in here, do you get up and dance?
A little bit. A lot of people, our viewers won't see it, but...
Well, doesn't this camera work?
The camera, not...
Or do you go over there and dance with the cameras?
Sometimes. You know, listen, I love to dance, so, you know, I'll always take the opportunity to play some upbeat dance tunes, you know, for people.
When I went to college here way back in the day, there was a great bar called The Dark Horse. And if you wanted to go dancing, the Dark Horse was the place to go. Really big dance floor. Unfortunately, it burnt down. It's not there anymore. Yeah. It was right across the street from the Copper Fox. So where does a person go now to dance?
There's actually a couple places in Oneonta you can go. One of the ones I know the most is Jimmy T's Cocktail Lounge.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Jimmy T's. It's got like this big wide open dance floor, a great DJ, crazy lights. And it's just that place you go that you really want to dance and kind of like, you know, they always play that house music. So that's kind of like the vibe I'm going for my show that's coming up at 2.
Great. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Yeah, of course.
All right, Lucas, thank you so much. He'll be on at 2 o'clock with all the house music. I am Johnny G saying so long for now. It's been a lot of fun. I'm going to leave you with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Carry on.
Don't forget to keep it locked, and we'll see you all in the spring.
Hey, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Ah! All right!
You're listening to The Rock Hour. All rock, all the hour on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Keep it locked.